she's so limited in her capabilities, I have to look for something for her to do.
I know. You know, let's start this next recording with that. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, we already recorded? Uh-oh. Erase that. Yeah. We're just in case anybody doesn't know, we're certainly joking.
And if you guys, mentioned we're joking, because the recording didn't kick in, we're usually on 5 minutes ahead, so we can joke.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, welcome.
Okay. So, how do you want to start?
Am I it?
You're it so far. Phil's supposed to be in here later, at least. A couple other people are supposed to be here, so maybe they're a little bit late.
Yeah, keep in mind, we're between sessions, so, you know, life, the what we call jumpstart session. So
yeah.
We don't have a whole bunch of new people coming in, so it's only typically certified people and as well as lifestylers.
Right, and a lot of lifestylers at this point are pretty busy because things have taken off.
Yeah.
As often happens at the end of the 6 weeks.
So how about if I start with my my food thing?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about that.
What do you mean?
Well, Tricia, you're one of the people we definitely wanted to hear this because this is incredible. So what? So Tricia, I'm going to put you in lecture mode because one of our callers is going to be in the car.
Okay.
So I don't want to. So I don't want the background noise. The one lets you know why I'm doing that. You're like, but I'm the only one here.
Okay, no problem.
We're expecting some others, yeah.
I'm the only one here. This feels personal.
We're expecting at least a couple of others. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. And so what we'll do first is let me just talk a little bit about how exciting this week has been.
Good.
Let's talk before we get into that specific.
All right.
This has been an incredible week. If you've been in the Facebook group, it just some of us have been what we call sensitive, have been feeling a little under the weather last couple of weeks.
Mm.
And what happens after the under the weather is this watershed of stuff, of new technology, of new insights and breakthroughs that happens after that. So,
and I want to thank you for all of your work in clearing all that stuff so I don't have to feel the pain you are having.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a big breakthrough because I was in a lot of pain the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
what we've seen coming out of this, and just in the last Monday, like Sunday, I think it is. It's been insight after insight. We've discovered some.
And I've even had some of those.
Yes. and some of them we both had.
The same night, overnight.
Overnight.
Fascinating.
And it was a huge breakthrough, and we're not ready to share yet because we're still testing on that one, but some of these we will. And so it's just been lots of things coming down. We found out, well, this I can share about the master process, about the clearing thing.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, so go for it.
So what's really cool about the master process is that it's a downloaded process. And what that often means when you do that is that you don't know what the heck you're doing. You just know that you're giving it, and it works because we tested it, and it works. But as we become more mature, we learn more and more what's behind it and goes into it. So if you've watched the 15-minute video I did in the master process in the membership site, I go really in-depth in some of the background and of the technology behind it. But I had an even bigger aha moment this week when I realized Ed's mentioned that I have this thing where I kind of don't like calling it clearing. I like calling it balancing because I think it comes from both sides. And what I realized this week is that we're not only clearing things. We're not just kicking, you know, what do they say? Fish and house guests stink after 3 days, right?
Okay.
So our process isn't just kicking out the house guests and foisting them off on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to go to somebody else's house and stay.
Uh-huh.
It's not doing that. It's actually mostly transmuting it.
Mm.
So that energy, when it leaves you, is not still this dark negative energy, but it's actually, it is leaving you and transmuting into something lighter. And so to me, that's incredibly exciting because that's what we're here to do, is to raise the vibration. So I should have said woo-woo alert first, but.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
But what's cool about it is how the technology that we've been given, it's so advanced that we find out more and more of it as we go.
Yeah. Stop that.
It's crinkling crackers over here.
I can't do that.
star 2 if you can hear Ed's crackers coming. Anyway.
Start you there.
So coming out of Watershed Week, we've had some huge things, two of which we can't talk about yet because they're still too new. But one that's really cool and very should help you a lot, Tricia, and other ones who are having gastrointestinal or food-type things, or I have high hopes of helping me because I'm always thirsty. And I drink a liter to 2 liters of water every day, and I'm still thirsty. And I think this is going to help solve that as well. We're still testing. But the trouble about food, Ed?
Well, I do a fair amount of research, and I happened to come across this guy that was talking about energizing food and water. And he turned around and talked about this one guy who apparently drinks only water, and he, of course, we've heard of this, and you know, the woo-woo alert would say we've also heard of breatharian.
I didn't know what that was. I've heard of people who live on only sunlight, but I didn't know they were called breatharian.
Okay.
So.
And so he was just talking about how this guy just infuses the water he drinks, the gallon of water a day, with all the vitamins and minerals and nutrition he needs.
Awesome.
And that's all he has. And he says this guy doesn't care whether you believe it or not because he's just doing it. But I got to thinking about that. I said, well, all right. You know, we should be able to enhance the energy of anything we put into our body. So I said, first thing I'll do is I'll see if I can test. So I started testing, and I knew what we were going to have for dinner. So I started just listing the things that I knew we'd have for dinner, and I started testing them, and I've got various degrees. And one thing I have a tendency to do is most days is have a small Dr. Pepper. Now, that you got to believe that can't be on the list of the best things you get with your body.
It's probably not the highest grade is good usually, right?
Yeah, exactly. So sure enough, I tested that, and where I define 100% as something that is for the greatest and highest good of the body. So I tested that 72%. Now, just for kicks, I thought, well, is this a linear scale? He says, no. I said, well, okay, then what's the difference between 72% and 100%? 450 times.
Wow.
You know, so energetic difference. I said, so then the question becomes, can I clear the hamburgers we would have, the hamburger rolls we would have, and the things that we were planning for dinner, and I put the Dr. Pepper on there. And, you know, I got yes, so I made up a simple little statement that's much, much shorter than our general clearing process, the master clearing process, and I tried it. And bingo, after trying it, everything registered as 100%. And so I went out to, for instance, I went in the kitchen where there's a jug of water in this little pot thing, and which is, you know, we buy the water and put it on the stand to distribute it, and I tested that, and it was testing like 96%. I said, okay, let's try it.
Which also makes sense because you blessed that water.
Yeah.
When it's on the stand, you had already blessed it.
I had? I don't know if I had. I don't know.
Really? I thought you had. Okay.
No, I don't think I had. I think that's held up by the fact that I went out to the garage where we have several of these bottles, and they were all there anywhere from 94 to 96% or so, something like that. So I went through this process, and bam, says the water 100%. So to me, it's all about energy. The more I think about it, the more I learn, everything is energy. And so if you can optimize the energy of what you put into your body, that's got to be better for you.
You know, and what's really interesting to me about this is because if you've done much with nutrition and organic foods and things, you know, even organic foods are not feeding your body completely because our soils have been depleted. And we cannot have the nutrition in the foods that we used to have because there's not as much stuff in the soil. So
yeah.
Part of my question about doing this process was, will it help provide You see, the thing about transmuting is that when your body can make anything as long as it knows how. So can we raise the energy vibration of the food so that our body can make whatever it needs out of it? It's essentially what we're talking about.
Yeah. And in fact, the guy I was listening to very specifically said, you know, for years we've been energizing water.
Right.
And people have had some amazing results from this water. So we don't make any claims, but there are people who came back and said, you know, this disorder went away and this problem went away for using the energizing water. And he ended up creating a DVD that you play around the water back when you did
such things. That makes sense as a vibration.
Yeah. And I realized, well, if he can do it with a DVD, we can certainly do it with our process.
Now, who can do this?
Well, I believe that everybody who has reached the level of Life's New Game, that fourth week, and has been given the process, the master process, can do this. And to test that.
Which is important, because at first we got only our certified people to
yep.
do it, because they're at a higher vibration.
Yep.
And they go through an initiation, so they are at a higher vibration, our certified people.
Yep.
But then you went out and disproved that, which was great.
I did. I went to my daughter's house. She's just realized the game, but she's not certified. And I just experimented with her. She pulled some two kinds of yogurt out of the refrigerator, and one was like 92 and one was a 90. And she's really good quality yogurt. She's a natural eater kind of a thing. And so we measured that, and I said, okay, I scribbled out something for her to say. And so she said it, and she said, I don't, is that right? She says, that didn't feel quite right. Sure enough, I left out a word, and she noticed that. But we just played with it, and we wrote it out. I didn't have anything to copy. I just wrote out something. And so she said it, and then I retested the food, 100% of them.
So after all this buildup, would you like to share with them what you said?
What I'll share is what I came up with. But I am convinced that it is more the intent than anything else.
Words help shape intent.
Yeah.
And especially, take the master process. I mean, the words themselves are important because they're programming the intent and the vibration of what you want your higher self to do. So while Ed is being very modest about this, Ed is very good at downloading the right words. The words that help you focus your intent. So I'm going to make him post this in the Facebook group. We'll probably send it out as an email, but I'll make sure it's in the Facebook group. And go ahead and share it with us now.
Well, I'll have to tell you that because I didn't have this with me, I was out riding my bike when she called me and she was home, so I rode by her house. I made it up on the spot. It was very different. Okay, so I just want you to know that.
So you are locked onto the vibration.
What I did here is I actually wrote this as if it was a blessing that you give for the food before you when you're about to eat. All right, that's what this is. And here's what I said. Our divine teams, we tend to do teams, but in everybody's case, they should just say our divine teams.
Or if you're certified, leave it teams, too.
We'll yeah. Our divine teams, we ask that you clear any limiting energies from the food before us and enhance the energies of this food for our highest and greatest good. I'll say that again. Our divine teams, we ask that you clear any limiting energies from the food before us and enhance the energies of this food for our highest and greatest good. And then I suggested, my pendulum said wait about 12 seconds for this to happen, and then I just say we're grateful for this ideal nourishment and this service.
And what I do in the 12 seconds is my usual blessing. So I'll start with this food blessing, and then I'll do my usual blessing. It's pretty short. We say, Kira and I say the Japanese blessing, which is saying, thank you, ancestors, thank you, farmers, thank you, Gaia, thank you, Earth, Sun, all that. It says all of that in one word, Ikidakimasu. So
yeah.
I have to say it really slow.
Yeah.
But you can say your usual blessing in the 12 seconds, and then we're grateful for this nourishment and the service, and in a head or two. What do we expect out of this for people who have nutritional imbalances or gastrointestinal problems? Well, we don't expect anything. What I hope is, and I hope you will try this and report back to us, because what I hope is that the food will be transformed to whatever your system needs.
Yeah, now.
Now, don't get off your diet.
No, you're not going to do that. But whatever the diet is, I would suggest going this extra step.
Yes, this should render it effective.
And by the way, so what we ended up doing then, what I ended up doing is I actually did all the food in all the food, water, drink in our house. Actually, I was having fun with it. So I went over to the wine the wine rack, and I checked the wine. And what was interesting is the wine said different levels of value. but perhaps related to quality, I'm not sure about it. But I did that. Did the water.
Well, actually, when Ed first mentioned this process to me, and he said he could do this bottle of Dr. Pepper, I said, why didn't you do the whole kitchen? And he said, it takes about 12 seconds. I said, okay, let me know in 30 seconds how the kitchen's doing. But then he wouldn't have anything to test in his kitchen. So.
Well, that's right. That I wanted to go around and test things, and sure enough, I was getting, I didn't find anything that was 100% before the clearing.
Right.
And so that just suggests to me we can put a higher level of energy into our bodies, into the body that is energy itself, that's more compatible with it. And so I would suggest you do that for all the food in your house. And, can you just say for all the food in the house? I'm sure you can. Yeah, just make that part up. Just run around and see that, verify. First of all, I would test a few things to verify they're not 100%.
Right.
That you're testing very clearly, they're not 100%.
I'd start with a potato chip.
Yeah. Well, the Dr. Pepper's with Coke, whatever. And then do the clearing, and then go, retest those, of course. But then there's absolutely no reason why not to just do it for everything. And then when you go grocery shopping,
yeah,
you come back in, and before you distribute everything,
just make it part of your routine. Or you could do it.
Yeah.
This is so quick, you could do it on the car on the way home. Another thing, implication that just hit me about this is Gandhi. So when Gandhi was in prison, he started having these murderous thoughts, which really surprised him because he thought it was beyond that, and that he kept having them, and he tried to figure out what was going on. And so what he found out, he did some inquiries and found out that the chef in the kitchen of the prison was a murderer, was a convicted murderer.
Wow.
And that his murderous thoughts were going into the food and ingesting that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And so now I tested this in my own life. And since my dad doesn't listen to these calls, I'm going to share this story. My dad and I are close. I love him dearly. He does sometimes cook when he's angry and throw pots and pans around. And I found that when I was eating his cooking in those such times, I was feeling ill, physically ill. And so I quit eating his food entirely for about a month just to see when I was living with him and helping him with his illness. So I quit eating anything he had prepared for a month, and I felt better.
Wow.
So I think that this will – but then how in the world do you eat out? I mean, you don't know what that chef's been through that day. So that was always a catch-22 to me. You can't always know who's prepared your food. Or who cut down that stock of wheat.
And I wonder how that relates to the quality of the restaurant and how people perceive the food in the restaurant.
Well, so I think this blessing that you developed could be the answer to that.
Mm.
Because if you transmuted the energy to their highest and greatest good for your body, all those murderous thoughts would be removed.
Now, the other thing to do is test the restaurant before you choose the restaurant, too.
Well, you can't always do that. You're eating out with family or friends or something. So
it's not either or. It's both that.
Exactly, which is the next point. So this is very simple. We're going to make sure that we post it in Facebook. And I have questions, right? Any questions?
Any questions? Star 2, if you have any questions.
And I'm going to check for questions over here.
Okay.
All right, no questions. Well, and I think that was the least exciting thing that happened this week. And that was pretty darn exciting. Don't you think?
I thought it was exciting. I don't know about the least.
This is very exciting, and the other things that happened were even more exciting. So it's been quite an exciting week, and still testing things out. So this is primarily Q&A, though we do share our findings, and we kept debating where we're sharing our findings. So
Some of them we'll share just with our certified people.
Right.
On another call.
Yeah, on another call, because it's a little different questions. So if you have any questions today pertaining to your path and where you are in your process and how we can help you, or how the master process is going, or anything that's going on in this week. Oh, and what's your dog food, too?
Oh, yeah.
Don't feed the animals, definitely.
Oh, that's a good point. Absolutely. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Well, if there are no questions, we'll just open it up and say goodnight.
Yeah, this is an off week, so that's fine. And
off week, so that he doesn't mean it's a bad week. He means that we're more that we're between jump starts.
Yeah.
So this is very Q&A, very you driven. So if you don't have questions, that's fine. We'll just have a little break. And if you do have questions, that's great too. That's what we're here for. See, I knew if we stalled long enough.
Okay, I will unmute you. Okay. Let's see. Yeah.
It's Trisha.
Trisha. Yeah.
So I'm loving this food thing. That's amazing. So should you also clear things like pots and pans, for example, that you cook in?
You know, I think that's a great idea with all those studies done on Teflon and all these different things.
And the question is, how long-lasting is it, for example? Or, for example, could you, now I'm going to get really woo-woo, could you clear the refrigerator as a container for whatever goes in it?
Yeah.
Well, here's where I'm always pushing for simplification. There are so many factors to food. When was it pulled out of the ground? Was it pulled out of the ground gently? Was someone angry when they cut down that stalking wheat, right? So you could be insane if you tried to do all this. I think that if you stick to blessing it at the end, at the table, right before you go, I think it will cover it all.
That's a good point.
It's not duh, Trisha. I mean, you're feeling what Ed always feels because he puts the stuff out in front of me, and then what I download is I set the size and go, wait a second, if we start doing that, we'll never stop blessing. So there's got to be a simpler solution.
Yeah.
This is a very good question.
But you know what? Here's another side of it, though. It would be very simple to go into your kitchen and say, clear everything in my kitchen that is used for preparing food.
Yeah, it's a both ends.
To put it to the ideal energy that is for my greatest and highest good, that kind of thing. Then it's done forever.
And I know what you're saying about how long would it last, Trisha, because Teflon is okay as long as you don't get it up to 500 degrees. So there are changes that can happen in your cookware over time. I don't think it definitely wouldn't hurt.
Cool. Yeah, good discussion.
Cool. I love it.
All right. Well, if there are no other questions, we're gonna hang up. and we will see you on another call, Trisha.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We got some cool stuff on that one too, so we'll see you in a minute.
Bye-bye.